in normal situations, we can have faith in Krishna. But when bad things start happening, then our faith starts weakening. Yes, there is philosophical faith and there is general faith. General faith means people in general, they're pious. Yes, God is good. God will take care of me. That is general faith. The general faith is good. But at the same time, as you said, sometimes even for those who are pious, things may go wrong. And then their faith will be challenged. So if we see what scripture teaches us, Krishna tells, Mami Partha Vyapnev. Mam upaitya punarjanma dukkhale vashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramamgata. He says this world is dukkhale. This world is a place of misery. So, Krishna, he doesn't say that by learning about scripture, by coming to know about me, you know, this world is going to become sukhale. He says this world is dukkhale. So, that does not mean that there is only misery or there is always misery. But misery is there in this world. So, if we are guided with philosophy, then we will see that Krishna told that this world is a place of misery. And now I am seeing misery coming in my life. Therefore, what Krishna is saying is right. So, misery can actually increase our faith in Krishna's words. Because we see what Krishna is saying is true. Everybody else is sugarcoating reality. You know, you do this, everything will be alright. You do that, everything will be alright. Krishna is giving us the unvarnished reality. This world is a place of misery. Now, of course, this is not a message of pessimism. Because Krishna also tells us that by taking shelter of me, you can rise above misery. Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasadatta vishyasi. So, even if by taking shelter of Krishna, the problem doesn't go away. Now, our own burdening because of the problem can decrease substantially when we remember Krishna, when we pray to Krishna, when we connect our consciousness with Krishna. So what we can see is, now life has given me experience of the reality of one part of the message of scripture. One part of the message of scripture is, this world is a place of misery. The other, even more important part of the message of scripture is, by taking shelter of Krishna, we can rise above misery. So now I have got experience of the first part of scripture. Now let me seek experience of the second part of scripture. The second part of scripture is, by taking shelter of Krishna, we can rise above misery. So let me take more shelter of Krishna. So rather than searching, rather than asking, you know, I am practicing bhakti, why is this misery coming? We can ask, okay, let me take more shelter of Krishna. And we will ourselves experience that even amidst that misery, by the taking shelter of Krishna, we can rise above that misery. And there is Krishna, it's Krishna's plan working in our life. Sometimes when we pray to Krishna, when our faith is non-philosophical, then we have half faith in Krishna. Half faith in Krishna means we have faith in Krishna's power. Krishna is omnipotent and he's also omniscient. He's all powerful and he's also all knowing. All knowing means he's also all intelligent. So when we have half faith in Krishna, that means we have faith in Krishna's power but not in his intelligence. That means we say, Krishna, this problem is there, I can't solve it, you solve it. That means, Krishna, the way to solve this problem is my intelligence and your power. It doesn't work like that. Krishna, if we have full faith in Krishna, that means we have faith in not only Krishna's power, but also Krishna's intelligence. So, we submit to Krishna. Krishna, I have this problem and I feel this is the way the problem should be solved. But whatever happens, I am yours. Please give me the strength to serve you, whatever happens. So, if we have that attitude, then we will see Krishna's intelligence working in our life. We will see that even through that bad thing that is happening, Krishna will bring out something good. So the non-philosophical faith is faith in Krishna's power. But the philosophical faith is faith in his power as well as his intelligence. So that way, when adversities come, by seeing that as a confirmation of scriptural teaching, we can strengthen our faith in Krishna. And then by seeing that as an opportunity to experience Krishna's sheltering and misery transcending potency, we can take more shelter of Krishna. And by knowing that Krishna is more intelligent than us, we won't stay attached to our own version of how things should work out. But we will stay patient and we'll see that Krishna's version of how things are to work out, that will turn out to be far better than what we had expected. Okay? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.